Waukesha County Clerk Kathy Nicholas says she realized on Wednesday that she didn't add in 14,000 votes from Brookfield when she compiled county vote totals Tuesday night. But after looking at the numbers with other people yesterday during a state-mandated review of the totals, Nicholas held a news conference carried live on Milwaukee television. During the event, she apologized for her mistake.
It is important to stress that this is not a case of extra votes or extra ballots being found. This is human error, which I apologize for.
Nicholas says Justice Prosser picked up almost another 11,000 votes in the conservative city of Brookfield, while Kloppenburg only gained another 3,500. Along with vote total adjustments made in several other Wisconsin communities yesterday, Prosser now leads his challenger by more than 6,000 votes. But Kloppenburg spokeswoman Melissa Mulliken says the campaign will file open records requests for all relevant documents related to the reporting of election results in Waukesha County, as well as to the discovery and reporting of the errors Nicholas announced.
When a couple of days after an election, 14,000 votes from an entire city turn up, I think that both the campaign and the people of Wisconsin deserve a very full airing of what went on.
Mulliken says the campaign will see what else turns up from Waukesha and other counties before deciding whether to ask for a recount. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.